If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What I got a taste for, Doug?
Wait, say that again?
You know what I have a taste for?
Taco bar?
Well, always. Meatloaf.
Ah, I do not.
Not you, Doug?
No. Huh.
Never?
What about turkey meatloaf?
I've had it before. It's good. Yep.
I've made a pretty good turkey meatloaf a couple times. Ken, you like the meatloaf?
All right. So I never even knew meatloaf existed until I was a young grade school kid. And one of my neighbors said, hey, you want to stay over for dinner after a long day of playing? I'm like, sure, I'll stay over. I called my mom. She's like, yeah, go ahead. And his mom brought out meatloaf. And I was like, what the hell is this?
The meatloaf?
Yeah. Like, his mom literally, like, he's like, where's the meatloaf? His mom came out, meatloaf. It's just a loaf of meat. It really is. Like, and then
it's
ketchup,
like a,
right?
It's like a bread loaf, but yes. It's meat. Yeah.
I'm not against it, but for me, you got to have gravy. I can't just, like, some kind of.
So, it should be some kind of glaze on
yes,
top at the very least.
Yeah. I can't, meatloaf is okay. I'm meh okay. On meatloaf. You sound excited. I'm sorry.
It's mid, yes.
It's not often that I have the taste for meatloaf, but I don't know what it was. I think I just saw an ad on Twitter or something like that.
Well, Nate Sudfeld will do that to you.
Too harsh? Are we too harsh right now? 63 minutes into the show, are we too harsh?
We have spent. We've spent the first hour being harsh because it was justified, man. It was Mike Tannenbaum said on Get Up this morning. It was stunning how bad he was. Hold on. I think we are beyond fair to professional athletes. Yeah. I think we're patient. I think we often say, well, maybe he just had a bad night. But there is mounting evidence.
It's like
undeniable evidence.
10 minutes ago, we were like, anybody but Sudfeld. Jesus.
Is meatloaf available? Because I'd sign him.
I feel like, are we being unfair? Do we need to cut any slack in any way at all? And, chalk it up to other factors?
Bad.
Well, let Tannenbaum say what Tannenbaum wants to say, but we're the ones that are responsible for our own words. And I'm just thinking, is it at all unfair? With how we're presenting this, it's like, Dormouse or Nate Sudfeld. I mean, Dormouse isn't going to throw a pick. So, he was stunningly, to me, what he was last night was stunningly bland. Like, there was nothing there. There was nothing to, like, okay, wasn't throwing a football that I
Dude,
thought that's a good spiral
bland
there.
Bland is meatloaf. Bland is meatloaf. I would have preferred he be bland.
Well,
sorry. I've crossed the line now.
Yeah, let's not.
I've insulted meatloaf.
Don't merge my world with yours at this point. But it's not like he fumbled every snap or mishandled the handoffs or.
Well, let's really set a high bar for our backup quarterback.
But we're talking like he was that bad. Like he threw three interceptions and he didn't, okay?
It's because he missed everybody.
That might be. But I mean, I guess I've seen worse is what I'm trying to get at. Like Ty Detmer throwing to seven interceptions in the game or whatever it was. That was worse. I've seen some bad quarterbacking. Last night was just one of these blah games. I don't expect him to be very good, but I also want to give him cut him a little bit of slack. Because look at the other side. Were you terribly impressed with, did Drew Lock look good?
No.
Would you rather Drew Lock or Nate Sudfeld? Because do you think the Giants fans are doing the same exercise that we're doing today?
I mean, maybe. I'd probably rather have Drew Lock.
Would you?
Yeah. Not by a lot.
Sudfeld, is he like 30?
Yeah,
it's done. He's done. I'd rather have Drew Lock, man.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm just asking the question if we're being a little too harsh.
I don't think we are.
Like, next game is, what, next Saturday they play? Here at Ford Field? Like, I want to hold off on my killing Nate Sudfeld until I see that game where you're under ideal conditions. And then if it's as bad as what we saw last night, then it's like, okay, sure.
I felt like he didn't get any practice reps. Like, I'm like, did they unfreeze this guy and throw him in the game?
That's the thing we have to take in mind with these guys is that the reps they're going to get are happening in the game. Because you still have the hierarchy of practices. You're going to give the majority of the work to the number ones, particularly if you're not going to play them in a preseason game. Like, this is the time for these guys to shine, is in the preseason game, because you don't have to worry about the starters coming in.
Well, look.
And then during the season, you're damn sure not going to get any reps in the season.
He is most likely going to get an opportunity to prove all the haters wrong. And I hope he does. It'd be in our best interest.
Hopefully it's not by default because the other guy's out with concussion for a long term. Let's hope not.
No, but if the other guy is out with a concussion, I hope that Nate Sudfeld takes the field next Saturday.
With a clipboard behind Ryan Tannehill.
Well, that would be cool too. But Kai Tech just posted on Twitch, Gator, president of the Nate Sudfeld fan club.
No, not at all.
Hey, get off Sudfeld's leg, man.
And he thinks I like Jack Campbell.
I know, right?
Right, I get it. You're feeling bad.
I feel bad.
Honestly, I kind of am too.
I mean, horrible conditions last night. I've done the same thing with Kendall Vildor,
and I feel bad about it. I mean,
Vildor made some plays last night.
I know, but he still got the face mask play, and always will. But hey, man.
It wasn't any better than you flip on the Tigers and that play happens in the ninth inning.
Maybe.
Valade.
Maybe Valade will quarterback next Saturday.
I mean.
And Sudfeld will play right field.
Who had a worse night, Valade or Sudfeld? 248. For those that even saw the Valade play.
Bases loaded, bottom of the ninth, Tigers up 3-1, two outs, line drive. He lays out, dives to end the game with a catch and somehow completely whiffed, and the ball rolled to the fence, three runs scored, and the Tigers lost.
The difficulty on the play is that you're diving, but it's like...
It's a makeable play.
It's a makeable play, and he didn't even come... The ball goes a foot below his glove. Like, where was that dive?
All right, 248-539-9797. Let's go to Anthony in Bloomfield Hills. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hello, Anthony.
What's up, guys? How we doing?
All right, good.
Hey, we could talk about backup quarterbacks all day till 2 o'clock, right?
We probably shouldn't.
If we lose Jared Goff for the season, basically can write the season off. A top five quarterback.
Okay, but hold on.
Any team.
Hold on. What if you lose Jared Goff for 3 weeks? Don't you want to win at least one of those three games? Maybe two.
What's the record?
Well, let's say it's the difference between winning the division and finishing second to Green Bay. Let's say it's the difference between being the number one seed
or not being the number one seed.
Well, these are the types of things that you want to do now, because if it comes down to it, if you make a trade, if Jared Goff gets hurt on a Sunday, you're not going to make a trade for a guy that's going to start the next Sunday. You hope to already have that guy in-house.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If he's out 3 to 5 weeks, the season's over, man.
I disagree. I completely disagree.
Because I think there are quarterbacks
but it doesn't have to be if you have a decent backup quarterback.
Like I said earlier about Tannehill, I'm not a Tannehill guy.
He's a good backup quarterback, though. You might as well give Phillip Rivers a call.
No, I don't need to do
How about Taylor Heineke?
Tom Brady? Who's a good backup quarterback?
Taylor Heineke.
Give me a top quarterback. Where's he at?
Taylor Heineke.
Where's he at?
Atlanta.
Atlanta?
Yeah.
I would go after Josh Fields. I would go after Russell Wilson.
All right, Anthony. I mean, look, all we're saying is you want to give yourself the best chance to sustain, to survive a few weeks of Goff being out. But did he mean he would take...
I think he meant Justin Fields.
Yeah. If Goff is out for a few weeks, you don't want to concede games.
No. No, but let's... I think there's going to be some great options in the next few weeks to sign a veteran backup quarterback if you feel that is absolutely, positively necessary. And it might be. Wait and see what happens. Like he mentioned Fields. I don't think Fields is going to become available, but would Wilson become available?
Probably not. I mean, maybe. But they're probably going to keep both guys, and you're probably not going to get him cheap. And is
well,
he?
They got him cheap.
Yeah, but I don't think they're just going to give him away. But if something develops there and it's possible, then maybe. But I don't know. It seems like a bit of a stretch at this point. 248-539-9797 open lines. Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.